where people like to attribute it to me, but I don't think at all that was my thing. I mean, because I didn't come up with the term main bus for one thing. I made a video called it was another tips one, which was, and it was production line design, and it was because I just had an epiphany while building a factory and being like, oh, everything's so messy and all over the place. How do I make this? Like, how can I make things scale? And then I had to think about it. I'm like, you put everything down the middle and you have the assemblers come out the side. This is genius. And like, built one and then made a video about it. And I called them the snake method versus the tree method. Because the first series I'd done, the belt just, there was kind of a belt, like a single central belt, but it just kind of snaked around, went all over the place. It was like nothing came out of it. Everything was just alongside it. So if I needed a new circuit belt, I just built it along this main belt, and the whole thing was a mess. And that first series is just a fun exploration in, you know, every first Factorio player's
it's like always spaghetti, isn't level it? Like that.
Yeah, just kind of a spaghetti mess, bootstraps on top of bootstraps and this kind of thing. And then I realized that, like, I had the main bus idea and did it and was like, this is genius, this is how I'm playing the game from now on. And I called it the tree method because it was, you know, a central trunk and then it branched out. And started doing that. And then somewhere along the line, the term main bus started cropping up in comments and stuff. And I'm like, what's main bus? And I looked at him and I'm like, oh, it's my thing. It's the tree thing.
Yeah.
And like, I then like looked into it and found a lot of people talk about it. And it, like, I mean, I can't be sure, but I can be fairly sure that, like, I didn't come up with it because it was such an obvious way for things to go. Like, it's how you make it scalable. It's like you have the central trunk and then you split off from there and suddenly you can just extend as you need. I think that it was always going that way, and that probably it's kind of like the light bulb. Is like multiple people invented the light bulb at once because suddenly the world was ready for light bulbs and had all the components needed. I think it's just that, like, I happened to come up with it of my own accord, but I think a bunch of other people did too.
Yeah.
And they had better knowledge of, you know, that those concepts, and were like, oh yeah, a main bus. This is a thing that exists in the world. We're just applying it to Factorio. So I think that other people came up with it and popularized it, and then I happened to stumble across that had happened after I'd come up with it rather than before.